Let me speak to our business editor, Jamie DeLargy. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Jamie, I'm a border boy, as you know, and it costs me a fortune on roaming charges and has been costing me a considerable amount for a long period of time. Maybe it's the, well, I must say, it is the only time when I'm glad I'm with EE, because you don't get a signal, so therefore you're not being charged. And I don't even get a signal in Dunmurry with EE. However, having said all of that, I'm back and forward across the border a lot, and I'm charged a lot. I thought they could have flicked a switch and cleared this issue, you know, today, tomorrow, but it's 2017.
Yeah, that's the first complaint that people are having about this reform, that it's been delayed so long. And the reality is that ministers in national governments have blocked the early introduction of this. So it's going to be June 2017 before you will see the benefit of this particular move. But having said that, Frank, I mean, roaming charges have come down by maybe 90% since the EU started to move on this about 2007. In fact, it's actually, without making a political point, you know, it's one of these things that only the EU could do, because if you had sort of individual sovereign governments negotiating with each other on the question of mobile charges, you can imagine how long, we'd be talking 2025, 2030, maybe 20 never, before we would get an end to these roaming charges. So this is going to save business people going there on trips to the continent, down south. Holidaymakers likewise, it's going to save them a lot of money. But also, it's going to do, it's going to remove the worry that if you go on your phone or you take a message or you, you know, you answer your voice or listen into your voicemail, that you're going to be hit with huge charges when you go back. All that worry will be at an end from 2017 onwards.
Having said that, Jamie, while it may be an advantage to the likes of myself, where my family's from the border area, it could be a disadvantage to someone living, say, in Belfast, who doesn't travel very much to Europe, because you can be darn sure these companies are going to put up the tariffs generally to recoup that money.
Well, they might do that, but I think they would probably be discouraged, because there's already competition. You mentioned one provider there. Three already offers roaming free charges to a number of continental countries. So, you know, I don't think the scope for raising charges would be as great as you think. But there's another point, and this is also very significant for people living along the border. The rules are designed, now they're still being drawn up, but the rules are designed to frustrate those who would try and exploit the system. And how could they do that? Well, one of the ways you could do it is to take, let's say the UK happens to have, I don't know whether this is true, but very low charges. Well, let's say I'm moving to France for a year. I just take my phone with me and I continue to use my UK provider. Now, it wants to stop that. I mean, the idea that I would switch, if I was moving there almost like semi-permanently to France, I should get a local provider. The other thing it's trying to do is somebody actually hunting around Europe and finding that there's, you know, Greece turns out to have the very lowest provision of mobile, and I'm talking tariff terms in mobile provision. And then I take that SIM card home and I permanently use it in Northern Ireland. So what's it doing? It will then cap or put a charge on people who seem to be doing that. Now, what's that got to do with people living along the border? These rules don't distinguish between somebody who's deliberately exploiting the system and somebody who continually looks, who's living down maybe in South Armagh, but continually looks to the provider as if they're down in Cavan or they're in Monaghan. So the problem is that people along the border, it may not be the end of the nightmare for them, because people will say, look, you're actually, we see that you have got a UK SIM card, but all your calls or three quarters of your calls are using a southern provider. So you're obviously trying to exploit the system, can't do it, we're going to slap on a charge on you. Now, those charges are being worked out, but there is a potentiality that people who live along the border will still continue to be hit, because it'll be thought that they're trying to exploit the system when they're only just going about their business.
But surely the companies know that Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland's border is a special case. They've been milking money out of us since they invented the mobile phone. Can the Irish government and the British government not do something? I know you're saying that you need a European-wide initiative, but at a local level, can they not put any pressure on the companies who are basically fleecing the people along the border? Because we buy into these services to pay the rates and the tariffs that we sign up to, but we can't get the service when we're in Northern Ireland because we're getting a service from the Republic.
Yeah, well, you would think that the two governments, North and South, should be able to do something. But the reality is, and they did make efforts in this direction, but you're talking about international companies. You know, you're dealing with companies like Vodafone and O2. O2, I believe, is owned by a Spanish company. You know, you would have to then go and talk to people. You'd have to go cap in hand to somebody in Madrid to sort that out. So, you know, the difficulty of doing that with providers two, if you like, relatively small governments, one in Stormont and one in Dublin, going around Europe trying to persuade mobile phone providers to do a deal over the border. I think the chances of that being successful are very limited. It had to be done on the EU level. It had to be done with the clout of the EU Commission and then the national government swinging in behind it. And now it has been achieved. It's just maybe not the whole situation, the whole, if you like, solution. But as I said, you know, a few minutes ago, the fact is, even though you're still been hit with charges, they have come down. Roaming charges have reduced drastically since 2007.
We will clutch at every straw of positivity, Jimmy. Thanks for speaking to us. Thank you. Jimmy DeLargy, our business editor.